Email todaysor at rte.ie.
Football now. Frank in Firhouse has texted about the allocation of tickets for Ireland's upcoming game in Glasgow in the European Championships. He says that 300 to 400 fans go to places like Tehran, Yerevan, Astana, Bursa, Tbilisi, and then come the glamour games. The real fans are quickly forgotten, despite over 3,000 tickets being available. If the FAI cared, there would be a point system for away games. I've only missed two or three away games in the last 20 years and had to buy restricted view tickets off a Scottish FAI website. That, as I say, is from Frank in Firhouse. Brian McGuire is representing the You Boys in Green Supporters Club. He's on the line now. Brian, you're one of those fans who has also travelled all over the world supporting Ireland. So what's gone wrong ahead of the match in Scotland?
Good morning, Sean. What appears to have gone wrong is that lessons haven't been learned from fixtures over the past, let's say, 4 years. We've had similar problems in Slovakia, Andorra and Estonia. And about 18 months ago, we came up with a system that was presented to the FAI, which would be based on a point system, which was rejected by the FAI. What we're looking for is a fair and transparent ticketing system that ensures that people who are irregular away supporters get catered for when tickets are tight. We're pragmatic enough to know that 10,000 doesn't go into 3,200. However, there seems to have been a policy shift by the FAI prior to the Scottish game that supporters' clubs are prioritised. What that effectively means is that a supporters' club in, let's say, Mullingar can request 40 tickets, they get 40 tickets, and those 40 tickets are distributed without any record of who gets them and who actually travels. So what we're looking for is a fair and transparent ticketing system.
You want, I suppose, recognition for the fact that people put their boots on the ground in these faraway, maybe not very glamorous places. That should be taken into account.
Yes, and I think what happened in September in 2013, Sean, was that the FAI set up individual fan away ticket portals. So from our game in Vienna in September 2013 through Germany and the friendly in Poznan last year, including the USA friendlies and the more recent game in Georgia and then earlier this month in Gelsenkirchen, the FAI actually have a database of everybody who applied for and attended those games. Yet somehow they managed to ignore that. And as a result, a lot of people who have attended those games have, for some reason, not got tickets for the Scottish game.
And what's the justification from that, or have the FAI given you any justification for that?
Not in any great detail, no.
And is it possible that the thing hasn't been running for long enough to allow people to build up the kind of credibility that would justify them getting automatic ticket rights?
No, I don't think so. I think there's enough data there, Sean, that would indicate who has been to a significant number of away games and who haven't got tickets for the Scottish game. This isn't just a gripe about not getting tickets. It's really a request from us to ensure that we have a fair and transparent system that rewards regular away fans and also season ticket holders.
And what's your own situation now ahead of the Scotland game? You've been following the Irish football team, I think, for, 35 years at this stage on the go?
Effectively, yes, yeah. My own situation, Sean, like a lot of others, is that I was rejected for the Irish end in Celtic Park, but I have been able to secure tickets in the Scottish end through the Scottish Football Association website.
But isn't that the whole trick? I mean, like, it's not as though there will only be, 3,200 fans, Irish fans, in the ground with tickets because that's the allocation we got. It'll be a multiple of that on the night, won't it?
Oh, I'm sure it will. But that's still getting away from the point of the regular fans being in the Irish end and not having to resort to booking and buying tickets through the Scottish Football Association website.
And what about the fact that we only got 3,200 tickets? Should the FAI have been in a position to leverage more tickets than that?
Well, possibly they should, Sean. But having said that, under UEFA regulations, the Scottish Football Association are only obliged to give us 5% of the total attendance, and that equates to 3,200. And what we're trying to do is ensure that this situation doesn't happen again, because potentially we're faced with a similar situation next September with our last game in Warsaw. And again, based on recent experience, the Polish Football Association will equally only give us 5%.
And would you be concerned about possible crowd trouble, given how volatile things can be in Scotland? I suppose on this occasion, the Celtic and Rangers fans may have something to unite around, but just with fans mixing between Ireland and Scottish supporters?
Well, personally, I'm not concerned. And my understanding is that the Strathclyde police are not treating this game as a high security match. And the Scottish Football Association have also issued a statement which kind of acknowledges the world-renowned fans from both the Tartan Army and also you boys in green.
Okay, well, look, let's hope things pass off peaceably and we get the right result. Brian McGuire of youboysingreen.ie, thank you very much indeed for joining us.